If you're having paranormal issues, contact us at mwghosthunters.com. From the files of the Midwest Ghost Hunters.
All right, Midwest Ghost Hunters site investigation, recorder one.
Oh, Dustin, right there. Something just moved behind you.
Yes, it did.
What the f*** was that?
What happened?
Something touched my ear, man.
What's that?
This is Dark Matter with Midwest Ghost Hunters.
We'll call this one episode 100B. Actually, you know what? Last week's... The episode people heard for episode 100 was pretty good. It wasn't what we heard as we sat here and did it, because that was garbage. But then, you know, the editing crew cleaned it up pretty well.
I still think we should release it unedited. Yeah.
There's parts of it I know we couldn't release unedited.
Full transparency.
But yeah, we had this big idea of episode 100 being this big gala. Then we ended up sitting here being like, you know, what the hell are we going to talk about? We couldn't find anything we were looking for. We weren't prepared.
It's a really good thing we don't do sponsorships. If we did, we wouldn't anymore.
Well, I mean, if we had sponsorships, that would have at least given us something to say. But actually, you know, I listened to the whole episode, and it was pretty good. I was like, man, I can't believe they found that much content in that mess that we provided.
Oh, it was like 25 minutes, wasn't it?
It was a little shorter than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a good 2/3 of it got left on the floor.
We were here for an hour and a half.
A good 2/3 of it got left behind. But this week, John is in here.
For the first time ever.
For the first time ever. Yeah, I know. When he dropped the equipment off yesterday, because he wasn't going to be able to be here, and he's kind of telling me how to set it up. He dropped it off yesterday, and he's like, well, it's going to be the first podcast without me. I said, yep, first of many. Well, that's a joke, because I didn't enjoy setting this up. It wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. But anyway, I think we got it going here, hopefully.
Are we missing something? Why does it seem cleaner? Why does it seem like there are less wires?
No, there's the same. This is exactly how John sets it up.
We're not missing one of these wires that's important?
I don't know. We could. Because that's what I told Hunter when we first started going. I was like, man, I feel like I set that up way too quickly. I feel like there's something missing.
So that's because John has to stop every 5 minutes to talk about the $1 million man or whatever.
So I did a test and played it back, and audio was there. I did a test of everything, and everything seems to be there. So we're going to proceed. We're going to move forward as though it's there. Anyway, so one of the things we talked about last week on our last podcast, remember we spent the entire podcast trying to find one EVP?
No, I don't remember that.
That's what we did. That's probably not what you hear when you listen to the podcast, but that's in reality what happened. We were looking for this one EVP that we captured here at Pythian Castle. It was during a podcast, or after our investigation here. We looked and looked and looked for it.
Where'd you find it?
John found it. John found it in his stash. I've got it too. I just don't. I've got. If you looked and saw how many I have in this folder, and I know specifically with this Charlie Chaplin one, we didn't realize exactly what it was until after it had already been saved, titled.
It didn't find its way on the website.
That's the one thing we haven't ever done is put EVPs captured from podcasts on the website.
Interesting.
I got them all, and I got a page set up to do it. I just haven't done it. I've got all the investigation pages, you know, up there with all the EVPs. But we do have that EVP. Now, what we were talking about here is we were kind of talking about the investigation that we had just done at Pythian Castle, and we were talking about some of the celebrities that played here over the years. I can't even remember them now, except for the one, which is Charlie Chaplin. But there were several celebrities who would stay here because Pythian Castle served as a variety of different venues over the years. And at one point, it was a place where, like, entertainers stayed that were passing through or performing nearby. And Charlie Chaplin was one of them. We were talking about that, and I'm going to play the audio piece, and then we'll go through it here afterwards, and we'll kind of talk about what we think we hear on this one.
It's a historic place. I believe, like, Charlie Chaplin performed there.
Yeah, so you and Melissa, I believe, were down... Okay, so what you hear there, did you hear in the background? Whenever John said Charlie Chaplin, you hear a voice that sounds like it says, oh, I know him. I want to play it again and kind of listen for that. Here we go.
It's a historic place. I believe, like, Charlie Chaplin performed there.
Yeah, so you and Melissa, I believe, were down. Did you hear it that time?
Yeah, that's not what I remember it being.
Oh, what did you remember it being?
I remember a female. I thought it was a female.
Oh, no, this is the one I was looking for, specifically. To make sure everybody hears it, I'm going to do it one more time and kind of point out where it comes in. It's right after John says Charlie Chaplin. Let me do it again.
It's a historic place. I believe, like, Charlie Chaplin performed there.
Yeah, so you... So you can hear it kind of says, oh.
It kind of sounds like it keeps going.
It might have.
Instead of I know him, it's something else that's a little bit longer. I don't know. There's definitely a voice back there.
Hunter, did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. It was really clear.
That was the one that was missing that we were looking for. And now that I listen to it, I can't remember if that was during the investigation or during a podcast about the investigation. I can't be sure. I just can't remember. But that is the one that we were looking for last week. I do have an email here I was going to bring up. Let's see. Let me find it here real quick.
Oh, God.
What?
What are we finding real quick?
That's the trouble where it is, isn't it? It's like, let me find this real quick, and then we have to cut out 44 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the listeners are going to think, oh, that was fast. Why now, we had that pulled up?
But we have a listener of the podcast in Dubuque, Iowa. Her name is Sarah, and she loved episode 100 because it's so chaotic. It was the one where Tyler was peeking out the window at the people outside taking pictures. Mm-hmm. So some people like that kind of thing. Now, I just want to warn you, by the way, speaking of, because remember last week we had people outside taking pictures. Mm-hmm. We had a lawnmower. When I first got here and started setting up today, there was a circular saw on the scaffolding. They're mm-hmm. working on the...
They're doing construction out there.
So there may be a circular saw coming up here in a little bit because it's right outside this window. Anyway, what I was looking for, I've got right here. We don't even have to pause or push it to next week. It's an email. This guy says, I'm running a little behind on your podcast, but on a recent one, you said we could send questions if we have any, and I do have some. I'm in Ontario planning to start a paranormal group with some friends. A couple are hesitant, so I told them I would send their questions and concerns to you all, and his name is Brent. So
I thought this was Sarah. What happened?
No. Sarah was the one who liked the episode 100. Okay. She was the one who liked 100. This is Brent. This is his email. He's going to set up a paranormal group in Ontario, Canada. And the couple of members of the group have never dabbled in anything like that before. So they had a few questions and he wanted to know if he could shoot a few of those our way. And I said, we'd give it a try. One of those is, and now these are questions from the other group members. How can you sense paranormal activity is occurring or about to happen?
I usually charge my crystals in the sunlight first.
I knew you were going to say some shit and like that. Yep.
You know, you have to have it on your person for 48 hours.
Well, I mean, don't we just use like equipment to do that? I don't ever get those feelings usually.
I don't get like walking in a room and being like, it feels dark in here.
Well, I've had that once. But whenever we were at the nursing home and we went in that dark room, you know, where the person just died and all the staff said they have a lot of activity in there, I didn't feel anything.
I think a lot of that is just like you
psyching yourself out.
Yeah. Like you have that like, but some people say that like humans have these intuitions. You're walking in the woods at night and you start thinking, ah, something's watching me. And there really is like a freaking tiger stalking you. And you just...
Well, but I get that anytime I you know, run up this, go downstairs and grab, you know, mm-hmm. run back up.
Yeah. Going up the stairs at 2 o'clock in the morning will do that too.
Yeah. There's something coming up behind you.
Yeah.
But I will say this, at the house we did in Willard, I had a weird feeling that I've never had before or since.
Yeah. Inside. I was just scared.
Maybe it was that. Maybe it's just that. But I feel like we had that feeling before there was anything to be scared of. But maybe my timeline is off a little bit. So how we sense paranormal activity is by using the equipment that we have, like the REM pods, the EMF detectors. If we think we heard something on the recorder, we'll back up the recorder and listen. I'm not the guy who has...
No.
The feelings.
I think it's important that if you're actually going to try to find legitimate evidence, that you got to kind of take those feelings and put them away.
Right. I think so, too. Yeah, because otherwise you're just going to freak yourself out, you know, constantly. I thought I heard something there. Did you hear that? No. Otherwise, you're going to freak yourself out constantly, kind of like we just said, running up the stairs at night. It doesn't matter. You know, you can try to do mind over matter. You're still going to skip a step.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the answer to that question, I don't know an answer. There's some groups out there that are going to tell you, because I've read it, they'll say, you know, oh, you know, whenever activity is getting ready to happen, it feels like you're walking through a spider web. I've never had that. Or they'll say, you know, the hair, you know, I have had the, you know, the goosebump thing, you know, that happens, but that could just be
that's just you're scared or you're anxious. Anxious or you're nervous.
What makes this is I don't know how to answer. What makes something paranormal?
If it's not normal.
That's really all I know what to say.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's
something you can't explain yourself, yeah, I guess.
That's a good way to
so
put
it. So that's really where your debunking comes in. If you can't find a reason for a noise or a shadow or that doesn't mean immediately you say, oh, well then that's paranormal.
It's like that noise that I heard outside my house at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know. I've still been listening to animals.
Well, that, I was going to say, like, that's not even necessarily paranormal.
No,
like,
I know.
That could be normal.
And that thing that me and John talked about hearing, we're not saying it is the, what is that thing called? The Ozark Howler or whatever. We're not saying that. We just don't know what it is. And we heard it for years.
Right.
I just don't know. But I have listened to tons of animals to try to determine, to try to find some sounds to play. But I can tell they're animals. I mean, you would know immediately that these are not anything out of the ordinary. So as far as what makes something paranormal, it's just, I mean, you can look at the definition of the word. It's anything that's outside the realm of, you know, normal.
And that's one thing that most groups don't do, is you have to try to exhaust every possible normal explanation that you can find.
Yeah, and the problem when you're first starting out is you really want to get that portfolio started. You know, it's hard to throw stuff out. It's really hard to throw out things that could otherwise have possibly have been debunked, but that's going to be your best course of action if you can find it in yourself to do that, to really, you know, debunk them as hard as possible. We have some EVPs that we've worked over for, I mean, there was one we captured at, I can't remember which one it was, but it was late summer or fall that me and John are still playing, you know, trying to figure out and still can't figure out. Can spirits hurt you?
I mean, I've never been hurt by one. How about you guys?
Like, I was reading, sorry. No, I haven't. I've read stories about it happening. I've read stories about it happening, but no, I've never had any harm brought to me by way of anything paranormal like that.
I will tell you, all joking aside, that, you know, you can see like people that have been scratched or bruised and all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we've had it. We've even done investigations where that's the case.
I will also tell you that I've woken up before with bruises on my arm. And I'm like, oh, how the hell? What happened there?
Yeah.
And like, then I'll remember, oh, right. I got hit by a baseball at baseball practice the other day or something.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
And people probably forget. I will tell you also, though, that there's been a couple of investigations we've had where psychologically, like mentally, it's messed me up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, well, definitely on that part. So if that's the kind of harm you're talking about, then, I mean, there have been investigations we've done where I have difficulty, you know, I want to leave a lamp on.
Oh, I've left lamps on after investigations we've done. Many times. Many times, actually. The obvious one is the one that normal listeners are aware of, is the Willard thing.
That was the really, I mean,
that was hard to sleep for.
But we did
weeks.
Another investigation one time where I had to drive home. You know, sometimes we'll carpool and, you know, we'll ride together to places. But this one time I had to drive home by myself, and I cannot for the life of me remember where it was. But I had freaked myself out into thinking I kept seeing something poking its head up in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, that's good.
And it was nothing more than me thinking I saw something poking its head.
Well, there's a long stretch of road that I have to take on my way home, because I always have to, you know, you live about 45 minutes away.
Right.
And you know that long stretch of road I'm talking about.
Yes. Yes.
And every night, like if it's been anything, if we've caught anything that night, that stretch of road messes me up.
That one would be, what was that?
I don't know.
Did you hear that?
I heard something
too.
What?
I don't know what it was.
Like a person said something. I thought maybe we'll have to listen back and see. But yeah, long stretches like that. Even, you know, when we did that nursing, maybe that was it. That was the one. And see, we didn't even have anything aggressive happen there. And I can't say where it is.
The most recent?
Yeah. Okay. And that was a long drive back for me. Mm-hmm. And I was by myself. And yeah, that was the one where I kept thinking, you know, in the headlights that would peek over the hills, I would see something. But I didn't. I obviously didn't. And that wasn't even an aggressive investigation. I mean, we caught some evidence there, but there wasn't anything there that would, I don't know. So anyway, the point being,
tell you the one that people might forget, that you guys might not remember, that really messed me up for a little bit, was when the little girl in the closet.
Yeah.
That was saying, what was it? Help me.
Are you talking about Mount Vernon?
I think so. It was the guy that used to be like a policeman or a war veteran or something.
He was an ATF guy.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Like a really nice guy. And he said that he was hearing things and seeing things. And so we went up there. I think it was an apartment. Was that right?
Yeah, it was his house.
Was it a house? Okay.
It was a small house, because I remember it was set
We caught that EVP. Try to find it real quick. See if you can't pull
you
that.
You don't think I can? I'm going to set this mic down.
Well, what happened was, like, we were investigating, and he said that he hears a lot of stuff coming from this closet. And I've mentioned this before on the podcast, because this is, like, one that really stands out to me out of all the ones we've done. Because it was one of the first times I heard anything with my own ears. So yes. Clearly. And it was so clearly a little girl. And she so clearly said, like, help me. And in my head, I was like, oh, shit. Because I didn't even think it was a ghost. I thought I was going to open that closet and see a little girl tied up.
Yeah.
And this ex-policeman military guy, I'm going to turn around, he's going to have a gun pointed at my head.
I had that thought
as
well.
That's where my head went.
Well, I found it.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got it right here. Actually, it's one of these two. Let's see. It was one of these two, and I don't know. But this was the one, and I think we played this before because we did a podcast one time about what was your defining moment.
Okay, this was definitely like my defining moment.
And I believe it's one of these two. If I get lucky here, I'll hit it the first time. Now, the caption for this audio piece says it comes in at 4 seconds. So let me just play it here and see if this is it. Right there. That was it. Did you hear it?
I heard it. It sounded more like whimpering. I remember specifically hearing, like, help me.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I thought I heard there. But let me play it again and see. Maybe this isn't even the right one. Maybe you're thinking of a different... Are you thinking of a different investigation
name? I don't think so.
Okay, let me play it again here.
That's a good one, regardless.
But the point being, we heard that.
I heard it with my own ears. Yeah.
We both heard it.
And we flung that door open pretty quick, too, trying to see if
it I remember when we opened it, there was a purple teddy bear and a Justin Bieber poster.
Why did an old retired policeman have a purple teddy bear?
It was his granddaughter's room. Okay.
Jesus. I don't know why I just thought of that question.
Yeah.
Not judging. I mean, he could like that if he wants.
His granddaughter stayed there with him frequently, and that was the room that she stayed
in.
Well,
that night, like, I went home, and going back to the email question about it, like, having any kind of harm being done, like, I didn't sleep very well for 2 or 3 days. Like, I had sleep deprivation. Like, I was having trouble going to sleep because I believed in all of this. You know, we had done investigations at this point for a while, and we have caught things already. This wasn't, like, the first thing we caught.
Yeah, that one did me as well. Now, if you'll also recall, now this is one that I have. I'm not going to do this thing again where it's like, I have it here. Let me just go look at it. Just give me just this. I'm not doing that. But anyway, when we first started, it was just you and I, we did another nursing home.
Yeah.
That was the very first, I think, EVP capture we ever caught. It was whenever we were...
To put this into perspective, I was still in high school.
Yes.
I'm 35 years old.
Yes. Yes. But we set up in the room that they said that they had activity in, and we were doing that flashlight thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting interaction with the flashlight. We didn't hear anything on the spot, but whenever we listened back through the audio, it was like, oh my God, we got our first EVP there, I believe. And it was like a little kid again.
Because the only thing we had done before this was the school, right?
Yes. Well, we did the Tower Theater, but we didn't find anything there.
Yeah.
But we didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you know what our equipment was, don't you?
Yeah.
A flashlight.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It was a flashlight.
I don't even think we had phone recorders at that point.
No, we didn't. Not at all. We had nothing. We had a flashlight and permission to be there. That's all we had.
That's funny.
Wow. But we didn't...
That's all you need.
That's more than we had at Mars.
It's kind of funny how, like, I'm joking around about, like, us having trouble finding things, but the problem that we're having now is that our catalog is so freaking huge.
I know. It is big. Now, some of those, the ones that are hard to find are the ones that we've captured here at Pythian Castle. We're here every damn week.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and we hear stuff every week.
Those accumulate so quickly. It's a gigantic file.
We're pretty sure we already heard something today.
I know. But when you talk about a specific investigation, I have a lot of those on the website at mwghosthunters.com, and a lot of the, you know, any audio we captured at that investigation, or video in some cases, is there with it. So when we talk about a specific investigation, it's pretty easy to find, but whenever we're talking about an audio piece that we caught during the podcast, it's like, my God, a needle in a haystack doesn't even begin to describe that. What would be your personal top 5 must-see places for someone looking for paranormal activity? Now, that's a tough one.
I don't really know. That's because you're more of,
well,
like the...
They're talking about two different things here. They're talking about the destination paranormal place. Or they're talking about our favorite ones that we've done.
Now, we
mainly do homes and businesses. So, I mean, our favorites aren't going to be ones we can recommend to some guy in Ontario, Canada.
No.
Yeah, probably don't go tour somebody's house unless they invite you first.
Yeah.
Rule number one is don't trespass.
Yeah.
And I'm being serious.
Yes.
Because there are YouTubers that will, like, adventure YouTubers.
I know, I'll watch those.
Urban Explorers is what they're called. And that sounds really fun. You know, they're going to these places and they're seeing and hearing things, and that's awesome. But it's also breaking the law.
Yeah, yeah. Let them do that.
Now, so, we tiptoed around that a little bit with Mars Hill. A little bit.
A little bit.
It's not... We didn't...
It's a public place. So I don't think we were...
My only hesitation was in small areas like that. That land is usually owned by someone.
Right. Or it's guarded with guns by hillbillies.
Yeah. Well, that's the someone I was referring
right,
to.
Yeah.
And then little did we know they rolled right upon us. But yes.
That, going back to the first question about being scared... That's the most I've ever been scared.
Yeah, me too.
The most I've ever been scared was the gunshots.
Oh, in downtown, yeah.
Downtown, and yeah. They kept getting closer. They were close enough to the point where it's like we were, you know, within grazing distance at this point.
See, that was scary. But when I had to walk up to that freaking car.
You had a little different experience there than the rest of us did at Mars Hill.
I did not enjoy it. But it was either that or we all six stand there and just stare at him.
I was contemplating the hide behind the headstones method. Really, I'm not joking.
I was going to tell everybody to run in opposite directions, zigzagging. Just got to zigzag.
But whenever the car started pulling through the cemetery, I knew the hiding behind the headstones.
I mean, one car blocked our exit and sat there. The other one started making patrol rounds.
I agree. Like, I think that was scarier than the gunshots.
I mean, I thought gunshots were coming.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that was my mind went to the worst place. When that guy came through, we were on that dirt path whenever he was coming through. So I thought we were going to get run over.
Yeah, we were on it.
And then
Tyler was running.
What, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night?
Like, it was late.
You don't go visit your dead family member.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it was and I'm the one who flagged him down with my damn freaking phone.
And I'll tell you, and I'm not judging, dude was rough. Not somebody I'd want to hang out with.
I know. I remember the story you told about the Starlink satellite going over.
Man, that's the thing that gets me is I love space. If nobody knows anything about me, I love it. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly looking up and trying to see things.
And when you're out there where we were, you had perfect visibility. No light pollution at all.
Zero. And the one time that I see something that's cool... I'm talking to a hillbilly.
The only person you have to share it with.
That's
I tried to share
my excitement. Like, dude, look, it's a series of Starlink satellites.
And he's just like, can't see it. How do you not see that?
Bullshit.
Because he sat there and he didn't even look up.
He didn't even look. He wasn't interested. He wanted to know more about
taking his
daughter to prom.
And he said, I took his daughter to prom.
I know.
I've taken two girls to prom and I know their dads and he's not one of them. I don't understand any of that, man. That was so wild.
Yeah, I would say, honestly, that was the scariest. That was scarier than the bullets.
The questions he was asking, by the way, I can't remember all of it. But I remember, why are you here? What do you got with you doing a pot? I feel like he was fishing for, what can I murder and rob you
for?
Yeah,
where are my boundaries?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that
so
same thing.
So that's the scariest. Other people scare me. 10 times more than I've ever been scared than...
Yep.
Even at Willard. Willard was terrifying. But I wasn't expecting to turn around and see a gun pointed at
me. And you talk about, investigations we did, where there's the secret room with the multi-locks on it, and then the cameras all inside.
Yeah, that was
That's
wild,
scary
too.
Shit to me.
That was wild,
I don't understand.
And for us to be explicitly told, don't go in there.
Many times.
Okay.
So point being, what was even the question? Oh, the top five must-see places.
Oh,
so
shit.
That's not even related to that.
Yeah. If we're doing for us.
You got to keep in mind, this guy's in Ontario. I don't know their paranormal destination sites. I know, here in the States, you've got here where we are today, Pythian and Castle. You got, Waverly Hills in Kentucky.
Waverly is the big one, probably.
You can go to big areas. You can go to, Gettysburg, Savannah, Georgia, New Orleans. I mean, there's Limp Mansion in St. Louis. There's the Sally House. There's places all over.
Mm-hmm.
We can't pretend to say that we've been to all those.
No.
So our answer on that would be very difficult to say, especially for you guys. I mean, the scariest things you're probably going to see is just in some idle suburban home in Ontario.
Yeah, the most unassuming, you would never expect.
I mean, so that's kind of been our experience.
Yeah, I don't
I mean,
look
the Willard
up.
House was a beautiful house.
Oh, man, yeah, it was so nice with the pool table and everything.
Yeah, I loved it.
I don't look up on this stuff externally too much, and I think I've only been to five places to investigate, so probably don't take my opinion too seriously, because Mars Hill would be in my top five.
Yeah, it would. Yep, it definitely would.
I remember at one point, sorry to get back to this, but I was having that quote-unquote conversation with that guy. I remember thinking, should I bring up NASCAR? Should I pretend I'm a NASCAR fan? You catch the race this week? And maybe just to soften them up a little bit,
Yeah. I don't even remember how you drew the short straw.
Nobody was going.
I think it was, yeah. Yeah, I think
I was
so.
Just like, well, if we're, I don't want us to all just get gunned down sitting here, mouth agape. Like, I want to at least, like, try to do something. Like,
yeah.
I want this to be known. That was my second investigation ever.
Yep. And I did have a little bit of relief when I saw you start heading that way with your hands up in the air waving them.
I was like, oh, God, it's not me. Thank God.
Well, I was waving my hands so you didn't think I remember thinking, okay, I'm probably going to die.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that. I remember thinking, I'm probably going to die. He's probably going to kill me. So if he kills me, I want it to be known that I was unarmed.
Yeah.
So that maybe one of these guys that survive can say that at the court, like to the judge.
Say it at the hearing.
Say it at the hearing, yeah. Our team member, he had his arms up. He was...
Yeah, he said we were here for YouTube.
Yeah, you did say YouTube because that was a little more in the...
I couldn't say
yeah,
what...
Yeah, I know, I know.
What the hell's a podcast? Yeah. Like, I couldn't, like, say that, so I just went with YouTube.
I laughed in the moment at that for some reason whenever you said, oh, we're just here for YouTube, because I was still like, that guy's going to have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Well, and I kind of see where you're headed, though. He would have a... YouTube has a little more, you know, street...
It has more leverage.
It's more of a buzz name than just saying, oh, we're recording a, you know, we're doing an investigation for a podcast.
For a podcast.
Yeah, or whatever.
I guess he did know what you meant, so...
He pretended. I don't know. I don't know what he wanted.
Do paranormal investigators have your equivalent to sunscreen? Holy water? That's what the actual
equivalent
question.
To sunscreen? What?
Could you spread something on your body to keep ghosts from hurting you?
I do it every day.
Well, I mean, going back to our other question, we've never been hurt by anything.
Yeah,
so.
No, we don't do anything like that.
So, yeah, I don't really know.
There are other like groups that will, you know, say a prayer before they do.
Oh, yeah, lots of them do.
And if you're religious, I guess that might make you feel better about something. And there are some groups that like to warn the spirits not to follow them home.
And we've done that in the beginning.
Yeah. I think we used to do that.
But then we, you know, a few times forgot to do it.
But
and then
like,
realized,
I remember thinking, like, why would that work?
I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of like whenever they say, you know, hey, if your house is haunted, and a stern voice say, you know, you can stay here, but you're not allowed to scare us. I guess we were just kind of following that line of logic. I don't.
Yeah,
set
some ground rules.
Yeah.
I guess, but like, why do they have to follow them?
Why would they?
Right.
What are you going to watch me do?
Exactly. That'd be like knowing someone's in your house and walking in being like, now you can't hurt me. Like, it doesn't make sense.
What? Yeah.
And the murderer is inside.
We don't allow violence in here.
The murderer inside is like, damn it. Almost had him. If he hadn't warned
just
me not
point,
to.
Point to the no killing my family sign on the wall.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, that's basically the questions. They're a startup group. They haven't started yet. I would say
do whatever that makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah. You'll have to feel it out and do whatever, you know, whatever you do. Like Dustin said, if your group's more of the religious angle, you're going to probably do some kind of prayer protection or something like that. So whatever, you know, whatever works for you guys. I wanted to get to this. A DNA study proves Bigfoot never existed.
How does a DNA study prove that something doesn't exist?
Well, that was what I was reading the article about. So what they did in this study is they had an open call for hair samples that were held in museums and private collections that were supposedly from an anomalous primate. You know, those hair samples that people collect that say, this is Bigfoot hair. I caught it on the barbed wire fence out back. So they were looking for samples of all those. Let's see. And it was an Oxford University study. It was a peer-reviewed paper on whether Bigfoot exists.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so they collected 36 samples from all across the world, from the United States, Russia, Indonesia, India, Nepal, all over the place, that were supposedly that these people had collected, saying these are hairs from Bigfoot. Or in other cases, they were hairs people collected that said, well, we know it's not this, this, or this, so we don't know what it
well,
is.
Well, okay. You guys know I think Bigfoot's nonsense.
Yes, that's why I'm reading this.
I think that's pretty common knowledge at this point, that we're not a Bigfoot group.
Right.
I mean, I think that
however,
cryptids are interesting.
Yes.
And they're fun to read about.
Yeah, they're entertaining.
But it's funny for us to say, like, oh, well, we've caught ghosts on audio.
I know. That's what I was getting ready to say is I am open to the fact or to the opportunity. If we ever had a Bigfoot group say, hey, we're going to be in Branson, and if you guys want to come along,
oh, I'd go hang
we'll
out
let
with
you
them.
Hear a Bigfoot howl. You know, yeah. We'll call one. I would love to go.
That would be fun.
Not to even go, you know, open-mindedly, I would go.
Yeah, I would too.
To see, you know.
Here's about that study, what I was getting at. Is that it's weird that they've worded it that way. Because all they've done is prove that those hair samples aren't big.
Now, keep in mind, I'm reading an article about the study. I'm not reading the study.
Yeah, well, then they probably
worded what way? What were you talking about?
Well, the absence of evidence does not mean the evidence of absence.
Right. Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's weird, but that's just the headline of an article. DNA study proves Bigfoot never existed. That's just kind of their synopsis of the article.
Yeah, it's like a little sensationalized.
Because the study showed, they took all these 36 hair samples from around the world. Every one of them were able to be identified as either bear, wolf, raccoon, porcupine, deer, sheep, human, or cow.
Right. Well, and also, If you find a wad of human hair on your barbed wire, that's just as scary.
Yeah, that's even worse. Now, here's the thing about this article. I was reading this article this morning. I thought, oh, we'll bring that up because we like to kick around some Bigfoot nonsense every now and then. This article came out. What was that? Did you hear that?
I did. Did you hear that?
No.
Wow.
It was whisper.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, like that. I'll have to be killing this. Yeah, is that you? I don't know how to use these things. Let's see. Where are they? Where do they come through? See, I can't even figure out the hot. Oh, there. There it is. Let's do.
There it is.
So now it's like John is actually here.
What if one day we're sitting here podcasting and the soundboard goes off, but John hasn't moved?
God, that scared me.
Yeah, that could happen. That's Marvin. That's Marvin. So, yeah, you're going to hear some stuff today, possibly, including Marvin and a circular saw. I was sitting here early this morning setting this stuff up. I'm like, God damn it.
Marvin's doing some construction on the castle.
They've got scaffolding set up outside. They're doing some major work out there, so I'm sure Marvin sees.
I wonder if activity has increased.
I actually wondered that when I came inside today, if activity was picked up because they're doing.
Like, God damn it, I'm trying to sleep in here.
You know, there's a Mothman sighting this past week.
I saw that in Chicago.
Really?
And it's so weird. Mothman is always sighted in one of two places. Appalachia. How do you say it? Appalachia, I believe. There, you know, in the West Plains area. Or West Plains. Good. In the West Virginia area. Marvin. Hey.
Hey.
Well, we don't need to cut Marvin out of the podcast. He's a frequent contributor.
So West Virginia or
West Virginia or Chicago. It's so weird. There's such a big spread between those two places.
And if you had wings and could fly anywhere, why wouldn't you get away from Chicago?
or likewise West Virginia. But anyway, yeah, it's so weird. Over the years, there have been sightings of Mothman near the airport in it's all right, Hunter. Just let him go. He's on the podcast a lot. People can tune out Marvin.
I'm sure it's great to hear it.
Yeah, it's nice. Makes for a nice, clean podcast. But anyway, he's been spotted in those two places very frequently over many years.
Now, this most recent sighting, a large group of people saw a tall figure, completely like shadowy black.
Yeah.
With a wingspan that looked quite large on the side of one of the buildings in downtown Chicago.
Right. And they've seen that. They've seen, you know, it hanging near the air traffic control tower at the airport. They say, you know, this is what they say. I just find it weird that those
that
are the
button
two.
Is still flashing. Turn this up.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, the applause is still going.
Oh, why?
Because it's a toggle. Oh,
okay, it got stuck.
Also, what Marvin was barking at was the... There's someone on the scaffolding out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. We're not going to be able to stop him because they're out there. They're probably getting ready to fire up the circular saw here in a minute.
Pretty recent Mothman.
I did see that. No, you sent us that, didn't you?
I think so.
Yeah, you sent us that. And I always thought that was so weird that Mothman, you know, the sightings happen in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and then Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about two polar opposite areas. But anyway, what I was going to say about this article about Bigfoot, I don't even know if I got there. After I read it and I thought, oh, you know, we could bring this into the podcast today because we like to, you know, talk about Bigfoot nonsense every now and then. I got to looking. This article was written 11 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So it's an 11-year-old. How many Bigfoot videos have come out since then? So,
dozens,
so,
if not hundreds.
So a university study saying Bigfoot doesn't exist has not stopped that project from marching forward whatsoever.
I don't think anything will.
Yeah, and I'm not looking for it necessarily, too. Like I said, if there's a Bigfoot group out there that would invite us along, try, you know, we're skeptics of Bigfoot. We were skeptics of ghost stuff, too. If there's a Bigfoot group out there, I think that would be amazing. You know, come, you know, take us along and just show us something. You know, we could take them along and show them some of the crap that we see in here.
Mm-hmm. The only difference is if they came along with us long enough, they'd hear something.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I bring us along so we can hear something. Until then, I'm going to continue being a very strong skeptic. But I think it'd be fun to go. I could have swore I just saw a person peek in that door. There may have been Tamara. I'm going to remain skeptical until that happens. But we would go, and we would not go to make fun.
And same thing with like UFO hunters. If anybody wants to tag, let me tag along to that.
Well, now that for sure.
Oh my God.
How do you even do that though? How do you know where to go?
You just go out and you look at the sky. Like, that's it.
You'd have to go somewhere like we did on Mars Hill and take a look.
I mean, honestly, every night if I take the dog out or take the trash out, I spend about 5 minutes staring up anyway.
I can't do that where I live because I have so much light pollution, you can't even see the stars, period. I remember when my kids were little, you know, we were coming down to your area one time, and they had never seen the Milky Way before.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see it from down there. They had never seen it because, you know, where we live, you can't see any stars at all.
It reminds me of, like, the New York blackout in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that story?
I've heard the story about the blackout.
Have you heard about what happened after? Other than the rioting and the killing.
Well, that.
The more interesting thing, in my opinion, was once the lights of the city all went off, all those people that had spent their whole lives living in the city.
Oh, had seen, saw the stars for the first time?
Saw stars for the first time in their lives.
Yeah.
And they called 911.
Why?
911 was inundated with phone calls that there's lights in the sky. We're getting invaded.
Well, those are just projections on the inner side of the dome.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not even real. That's the thing.
Did I send you the nonsense, by the way, about the eclipse?
Then
the person saying, well, if this was actually a lure, if there was a moon moving in front of the sun, it would look like this. And he posted a picture of like an airplane
in front of the
passing
sun.
In front of the sun.
Yeah. Completely ignoring the whole concept of atmosphere.
Ignoring all kinds of shit. Ignoring science, period.
This is so stupid. So it's really demoralizing for me.
Yeah.
When I read that stuff, I mean, I laugh at it at first. It's like, oh, that's hilarious. And then I just immediately get depressed.
Did you see the eclipse?
Oh, yeah. I watched it.
It was cool. Andrew, my son, drove to the east of the state, you know, east of West Plains. He was in total darkness.
West Plains was the best place to see it.
He was in total darkness for a few minutes. Yeah. That was pretty cool. But there's people out there who say, well, you know, number one, I don't even understand. We are not doing a flat earth episode, even though one guy asked us to, because he likes to hear us make fun of flat earth people. I think it was the guy who sent us the picture, you know, of the truck, wake up or whatever it said.
Wow.
Bless that guy.
So much flat earth stuff going around about the eclipse and them trying to explain, you know, how that was happening. I still don't understand, based on their little map or their little globe or whatever the hell you want to call it. Is the sun and moon inside the dome or outside it? That doesn't make any sense. But like I said, we're not
like layers on Photoshop.
Maybe.
Moon's just layer over the sun.
If you look at the diagram, it's the sun and moon, you know, rotating opposite each other around, but they're both inside this dome. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all. But none of it makes any sense. So we're not going to get into another flat earth episode. I was thinking the other night, we have got to get this Ashley House investigation done. September, October, November, December, January, March. 7 months ago. 7 months ago, we talked about, we're going to try to get out there before Halloween. And then here we are. We haven't been there yet. Hunter's never been there. Melissa's never been there. We're going to have to do that pretty quick.
We're going to do it pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll need to do that pretty quick because your schedule is going to get...
It's going to get a little crazy.
It's going to get pretty nutty. And actually,
For the next 18 years or so, I'd say, my schedule is going to get a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about your... Have you said anything? Are you saying anything on here? No.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anybody cares.
Oh, they might. Dustin is having a baby. Well, Dustin's not.
I am not. I am not pregnant.
So you're having it's a boy.
It is a boy.
And we're not even going to talk about names because most people don't like to share the names.
Little Ghost Hunter Jr. is coming.
So that's coming up in August.
August, yep.
Bring him along and see if he's sensitive early.
But what I was talking about...
he's going to be sensitive. It's my son.
He's going to be an indigo, man.
He's a rainbow baby.
I was talking about your work schedule.
That's going to also suck. Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking of when we're talking about that. So yeah, we got to get some of this stuff rolling before, you know, all that stuff hits. Anyway, we need to get out to Ashley's soon because that's been a long time ago. Hunter's never been. Melissa's never been.
I'm excited from what I've heard.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, we'll find something there. I have full confidence. Yeah, hopefully snapping, which nobody's a fan of but me.
I kind of enjoy it.
I like it. I like it being self-contained in Ashley's house. I don't like it when we catch it other places because then it's like, okay, it's got to be something that we're not thinking of.
I guess, but that's the same thing as catching footsteps other places.
I think it's just funny that it pisses people off.
Everybody walks.
Yeah, but everybody has feet. Everybody's got fingers. Like, I don't understand where the...
Everybody's got fingers for snapping.
Everybody, people have been snapping since the 1300s. I have full confidence in this.
I think there was a mention of snapping in Corinthians.
Caveman came out of the cave and was like looking at his hand and went,
wait what a minute.
There was some, some hieroglyphics
what?
Portraying snapping.
Oh,
and then
Lord.
He told all of his caveman what? Friends, that's look, the, if you do this.
That's the first thing he did when he walked out of the cave. What happens if I...
Yeah. Before he picked up a tool for the first time.
Forget food and foraging.
Don't matter.
Forget multiplying.
Doesn't matter.
Continuing the species. I mean, what are these do?
It was another 600 years before they figured out fire. And they were snapping around all over the place.
Oh, Lord. But anyway, what I was going to say is we're going to get to Ashley's place. I hope my mic's not too hot. Maybe that's my headphones are too hot. John usually sets all these levels and everything up. So I put him where he said, so we should be okay. But anyway, we need to do that investigation. We've got other inquiries to look at. Ashley's will be a really good podcast fodder. For those of you who have not been along with us when we've done an investigation at this home here in Springfield, Missouri, it's pretty nutty. The stuff that happens there, and it seems to happen consistently every time we go.
Yeah, it's not just like whispers.
No, it is not at all. It's a whole cast of characters.
We've made the joke before, but it's just like imagining like what it looks like.
Yes,
across the veil.
And we've caught everything from this horrendous growling.
Yeah, really
to this
scary
screeching
growling.
Gargoyle-y sound to a little kid,
to a regular person,
to a woman upstairs who wants to have sex,
to Elvis walking around snapping and pointing.
Yes. So there's an old man. Remember who's that? Remember
yeah,
that guy.
That one's really good.
So it's just this big cast of characters that we catch every time
There's
we go.
There's a lot of clear, really clear EVPs. That's the best place we've gone in with recent equipment.
Yeah.
It has like good quality.
We've got equipment now that we didn't have last time we were there. The REM pod is a good one to get, you know, out there and see if we can get it going. I'm a big fan of the REM pod.
These higher quality mics work. Because sometimes I listen back to our old stuff, which I fondly remember.
Right. Yeah.
And it sounds like we're recording something in a torrential downpour rainstorm.
Well, now
so
what
much...
we were using there was the recorders I used in college to record my professors. Yeah. I mean, they're the ones.
One of them is the one I used in college, too, because so, I think I borrowed it from you.
Back then, you would, you know, hit record and lay a recorder on your desk when you were in a college class.
And then open up your McDonald's bag and get to eat.
Yes. Yeah. Your supersized double quarter pounder. Yeah. You're supersized number four.
Yeah, got to waste half this lecture somehow. It's going to be on that quarter pounder.
But yeah, we didn't have the equipment that we have now. But at Ashley's house, last time we were there, we didn't have the REM pod. We didn't set up a laser grid. We didn't have, you know, all these different things that we will use this time.
I forgot that Hunter hasn't been there.
Hunter's never been. Melissa hasn't been. So we're definitely going to go and play. And, you know, the last time we went there, we tried to do a podcast there. This time we're just going to do an investigation. Because remember, we were trying to multitask. We did an investigation while we podcasted and a podcast while we investigated. And
where's your mic at, Dustin?
It doesn't work. Yeah, that's what we kept saying.
Oh, yeah.
Dustin would say stuff. He's like, hey, say that into the mic. He got so pissed off. What are we doing here, an investigation or a podcast? So it turns out that was a good question. What are we doing here? So we decided to split them up. We're going to do...
It's a good idea.
It was,
like
it was a good
in
thought.
Theory.
Yeah, but an investigation, you know, of 5, 6, 7 hours...
Because if I'm listening to ghost podcasts, which full disclosure, I don't really do that much.
I don't really either, honestly.
In fact, I don't at all.
Especially if the guy comes on talking like Dracula with some drone behind him.
Today we visited.
Yeah, that crap.
No, but, I don't do that. I listen to a lot of UFO podcasts.
I've listened to some. Yeah, I listen to a lot of UFO stuff too.
And,
I listen to some cryptid stuff too.
I
like
stuff,
Coast to Coast. You know, the Coast to Coast podcast. They cover everything.
Man.
They
cover
the same stuff we talk about. I used to listen to that show when it was on the radio.
Coast to Coast radio was. I wish I had been like more older when that came out.
Well, I used to work the night shift, and I'd get off.
That would have been so cool to listen to that every night.
I would get off at 1 a.m. I would get off work at 12:45, and by the time I got to my car, Coast to Coast was coming on every night.
I would have listened to it.
And I listened
night.
To it on the AM station. All
in fact, I've watched a lot of YouTube videos that go back and like archive it and talk about each episode. There's some really strange
things. Some really good stuff on there. And I'm talking about stuff that relates all the way back to Men in Black.
Yeah.
But
and what was that? Art Bell? Is that his name?
Yes. Well, who was the... I was thinking the guy...
People out there are going to be like, you idiot. Are you a paranormal fan? Because he's famous. I mean, he is like the guy.
And didn't the original host... Didn't he die?
Oh, he's... The guy that is gone.
Oh, yes. You're the guy you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're right then. I can't remember the name
He's a legend,
either.
And it's shameful that I don't know his name. Yeah. Because the things he did...
Well, hell, I used to listen to his show every night.
And he was very good. He wasn't just like...
Oh, no. He didn't do the Dracula voice, the drones.
He'd be like, hey, good afternoon, good evening. Yeah. This is Ghost Radio.
That's kind of where we, you know, that's kind of where our formula comes from.
A lot of inspiration.
That basic conversational, you know.
In fact, I've thought before that it would be fun to get more into that, to lean into that, of like phone calls in from people and telling them their stories.
We can do that. Actually, you know what? We could solicit people right now. If you're listening to this podcast and you would be willing to call in to be on the podcast with us to tell your story, whether it's you heard something in the woods, you saw something in grandma's attic, or you heard something, or you experienced something when you were little.
Anything unexplained. Because he had phone... Man, one of my favorite episodes is the guy that... claim to build a time machine.
Oh, I know. I love those. I love those episodes.
And the things that happened to that guy years later, it's wild. Wild story.
The two kids who, you remember the story about the two kids who said, and they had like passport information for a country that didn't exist?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember that too.
I mean, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, any listeners, if you have any kind of story, if you're a nurse and, you know, you've seen weird stuff at the hospital or the nursing home or wherever, any kind of story you'd like to share, that's something we would like to start doing more, is getting, you know, the listener involvement. Tell your stories to us. I know we joke around and make fun of each other a lot. We won't do that to you guys.
No, we're not going
to
do that.
We just want to hear the story. Bigfoot, hell, bring those on. If you've seen Bigfoot, you know, something like that you can't explain, bring it on.
There are people that I've seen on YouTube and on podcasts that will tell a story about Bigfoot. And my first instinct is to be like, okay. But then you listen to them.
Oh, I know.
And the sincerity in their voice.
I watched a show where a guy, he swears, he's like, I shot this thing, it fell over dead. I walked up to it and looked, and I was like, this looks too human. I'm in trouble. He's like, so I got in my truck and I ran. He's like, I got, you know, 30, 45 minutes away, and I was like, I can't do this. I think I just murdered somebody. He's like, I went back to the spot, and the leaves I covered this thing up with, the leaves were all there, but it was gone. And he was crying, telling this story. He's like, I might be a murderer. I don't even know.
That's crazy. The sincerity in some people voices like that is, it makes you kind of second guess your first instinct.
I know. And if anybody's got any stories like that, we can set up a time. You can email us, contact@mwghosthunters.com, and say, hey, I would like to be on the podcast to tell my story.
Doesn't have to be long. Five, six minutes.
Anything
you want to say.
Yeah, we'll just chit-chat about it for a minute, and you can tell your story, and then and we would welcome all those. So yeah, email us, contact@mwghosthunters.com, and we'll set those up. We usually would do those on a Sunday morning-ish sometime. So yeah, we would love to get some
UFO sightings.
Anything like that that you got. You know, you've heard the stuff we talk about. UFOs, you know, ghosts.
Anything
like that.
Time travel.
Be awesome.
That'd be really cool.
And it doesn't even have to be a first-hand story. It could be, hey, my grandma once told me when she was little, you know, whatever. We just want to, you know, hear some of that stuff. So, yeah, email us, contact@mwghosthunters.com. We'll be back with episode 102.